Good morning, Steve. The headlines. The 2024 World Sambo Championship officially begins tonight in Astana, Kazakhstan, with 12 of the finest Cameroonian athletes set to compete in the event. Kaji Sport Academy Basketball Club of Douala will at 6 p.m. take on Al Ahly Tripoli of Libya for the top position Pool B of the ongoing Elite 16 Division West qualifiers for 2025 BAL. The four matches of the European League will be in action tonight, with Andre Onana's Manchester United to play against PAOK FC, while Fabrice Ondoa's RFS to host Anderlecht. Those were the headlines. Now the news in full. Athletes and coaches of the Cameroon Sambo team will hold their first official training in Astana, Kazakhstan this morning ahead of the start of the World Championship later today with a weighing ceremony. Athletes from over 90 countries around the world are expected to fight for medals in that competition. For details, let's connect with Sea Out of his envoy to the 2024 World Sambo Championship, Ben Collins Noiberewo. Good morning, Ben Collins.
Good morning, thanks for joining us out here at Astana, Kazakhstan, that is hosting the world. The 49th World Sambo Championship begins today with a weighing ceremony, and Team Cameroon, that is made up of 12 male and female athletes, plus technical and administrative staff, will be part of that ceremony. The delegation that is led by the representative of the Cameroon Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Mrs. Mindua Irvine, and the President of the Cameroon Sambo Federation, Francois Mbassi, arrived in Astana in two groups this Wednesday and last evening. The team and their coaches are already preparing for their first official training session in Astana ahead of the start of the competition. The competition which Cameroon will be fighting first to defend two world championship titles in Jimolu Seidu in men's less than 98 kilograms category combat sambo and Jantu Nana Maxwell in the plus 98 kilograms category still in combat sambo. Before battling to produce new world champions, the 12 Cameroonian ambassadors to this world championship are thus determined to continue defending the country's dominance in the world of sambo. Athletes from over 90 countries around the world are expected to battle for medals in sambo sports, combat sambo, and sambo for visually impaired in 31 different categories. According to information from officials of the International Sambo Federation, FIAS, over 15 countries are already here, with temperatures ranging between just 5 to 6 degrees Celsius. Very cold. There is serious need for acclimatization. That is what Team Cameroon is doing right now, before the start of the competition. Two Cameroonian athletes will be on the mat this Friday, Ongeni Chimi Marie Victorine in women's 72 kilograms category, combat sambo, and Tombu Julien in men's plus 98 kilograms category, sambo sport. From Astana in Kazakhstan, Ben Collins Nyaberiwo for the CRTV News.
Thank you, Ben Collins. Kaji Sport Academy Basketball Club, who have already qualified for the semi-final of the ongoing Elite 16 Division West qualifiers for the 2025 Basketball Africa League, will at 6 p.m. battle with Al Ahly Tripoli of Libya for the top spot of Pool B in the qualifiers in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire. The winner of the match will play the second best team in Pool A for a ticket to the final, which will also secure them a place in the 2025 Basketball Africa League. The third ticket to BAL in the qualifiers will go to the bronze medalist. Basketball consultant Yves Chala underlines that the real test for Cameroon's lone club in the competition begins in the knockout round.
We are going to go deeper in the competition. It's going to be harder and harder, and they need to make the free throw, those jitters, to help to win a game. And they have to be better in that side. So it's going to be difficult, but it's a good evaluation before the semifinals. And then they are going to wait the semifinals again, perhaps Stade Malien, best chance to clinch the qualification in the other side, but it's still possible for ABC and Mwanda three teams can still get the qualification in the other side and are potential teams that Kaisa is going to play against. And Show is already out of the competition. So it is possible to have the qualification there in semifinals in one game. Anything can happen. We have to remind that only the two finalists are going this year to get the qualification for the BAL.
Otto Philippe, Mbulambula Michel and Gifon Presti occupy the top three positions of the ongoing third edition of the Paul Biya Golf Open after the cut was made yesterday. The competition enters day three for the professionals and the champion will be known tomorrow in the final. Meanwhile, the amateurs will begin competing on Saturday. The technical director of the Cameroon Golf Federation, Thomas Onambele, says it's now that the competition is starting.
We have some good players who are playing this event. Like the president, who was number one in Cameroon, he had a good score yesterday. He leading by one stroke. That means he shoot 67 yesterday. That means 500 of the stroke. And behind we have Bula Michel, who shoot 100. And we have also Otto Philippe and Tanku Martial. They just tied behind the president. We know from tomorrow who is continue, who is going to stop the competition. Those guys just coming from Ivory Coast, who they did very good competition. The Cameroonian Bula Michel finished on the top three.
The final is going to be on Friday after the cup.
We did already 36 holes. People have to know that normally golf course is 18 holes, and we go hole by holes until we get end on the Friday for the professional before the amateur Saturday.
Tennis coaches from more than seven French-speaking African countries are undergoing a one-week licensed training in Yaoundé. The one-week training, which started this Monday, aims to give the umpires the green badge that will allow them to officiate international tennis matches like the Davis Cup. Damien Dumoussoy, gold badge tennis trainer from the International Tennis Federation, is supervising the training.
The school is about the rules, the duties and procedures, the communication in the chair umpiring, also the code of conduct for the officials, how they need to behave. But most of all is to get more experience, get some tips. They go to the tennis club of Yaoundé to do some matches in the chair and we can watch them. Of course, it's part of the evaluation, but the most important, again, is after the match, they come to us and we discuss a little bit what they've done, what they can improve, what they do well for the future. This badge is opening the door for the international level. First of all, the green badges, they will do junior matches at ITF World Tennis Tour event, but also ITF World Tennis Tour event men.
2020 UEFA champions Liverpool have confirmed their leadership position in the ongoing UEFA Champions League season. This comes after Club Brugge defeated former league leaders Aston Villa by 1-0 in the last day four matches that were played last night. Details with Pewiju.
Nine matches counting for the last day four encounters of the ongoing UEFA football season were in action last night in stadia across Europe with the following results recorded. 2024 Italian champions Inter Milan defeated 2024 Premier League runners-up Arsenal by 1-0. Feyenoord of Netherlands suffered a 1-3 defeat to RB Salzburg, while FC Barcelona whitewashed FK Krevna Zvezda by 5-2. Bayern Munich had a narrow 1-0 defeat over Benfica. League One champions Paris Saint-Germain lost at home to Atletico Madrid by 1-2, while Atalanta had a comfortable 2-0 defeat over VfB Stuttgart, and Sparta Prague lost 1-2 to Brest. Young Boys from Switzerland suffered an away defeat of 1-2 to Shakhtar Donetsk. On the official classification table, Liverpool on 12 points, Sporting CP on 10, Monaco, Brest, Inter Milan, Barcelona, Dortmund and Aston Villa occupy the first eight positions, positions that at the moment qualify them directly for the knockout stage, while heavyweights in the likes of Real Madrid, Manchester City, Bayern Munich, AC Milan and Bayer Leverkusen, with other clubs, will have an intense battle to qualify for the knockout stage if things continue this way. Slovan Bratislava, together with five other clubs, are at the bottom of the table with no points each.
That was the sports news package put together for you today, presented by Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening.